ability.
Hi, this is Andrea, and I'm here with Talalak to tell us about his life in Oroville and his effort towards sustainability.
Great, hi.
So the work that you find yourself doing today is with an NGO, as you've told me. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. I'm working with an NGO called Harvest. Harvest's mission is to replicate sustainable water harvesting technologies which the Tamils had been using for the last 2,000 plus years. We have records on stone plates that date back 2,000 years that identify Tamil culture being able to irrigate by setting up dams across rivers and irrigating as far as 25 kilometers outside of that river. So they really devised incredible ways of moving that water. In fact, India is known for, well, it's not known, but it has incredible indigenous in each area, whether it's in the deserts or in the mountains. They devise these amazing indigenous ways of trapping rainwater and collecting rainwater, so rainwater harvesting. So they use their technologies from they translated from the rivers to dry areas where they could just collect the rainwater. But then what happened was is that this amazing technique of rainwater harvesting was sort of decimated each year when the water would use it for several crops, and then the water would dissipate, and then they would collect all the silt that built up. They would spread it back on the fields. So it was a very sustainable type of agriculture, companion planting, crop rotation, composting techniques. India was second to none. And saltwater intrusion takes place when you have an aquifer. So aquifer is just an underground lake. And it just sits in this area, and so you sink a bore down to it, and then you just start to pump the water out. Well, so as the water table falls on that aquifer, if you're near the coast, that vacuum, nature abhors a vacuum, so it tries to pull in something, and so salt water can seep in to these areas. Once you have saltwater intrusion come in, you're really in trouble because it takes geological time to rectify the problem. So that's what's happened in many areas of India. Harvest, or Oroville Water Harvest, the NGO that I work for, they detected 12 years ago saline water starting to creep into the freshwater aquifers. So they decided then to start to look at means of checking this. So it was our mission to make the people aware that their ancestors were very amazing at ecological sustainability. They were just amazing at being able to continue harvesting not only rainwater, but food year after year for 2,000 years. So that's a very sustainable system. So maybe what we should be trying to do is reuse our old systems and not only trap that, because when you trap it and you can use that for the irrigation, you also are recharging the aquifer, which is really needed. Harvest's mission is to bring back the heritage tanks that the Tamils had constructed to raise awareness about the organic agricultural techniques that their ancestors had, because up until the 60s, everywhere throughout the world, they practiced organic agriculture. It was only from the Green Revolution onwards that we went to conventional kill, kill, kill types of agriculture. So what Harvest Mission is trying to re-promote this ancient wisdom that is dying, and to restore all these structures. And I think in that context we're doing that. The aim of that is not only to benefit the villagers for better yields and second cropping, because if you trap the water then you can have that second cropping, and but also to recharge the aquifer, because that is the most crucial issue that is facing this area, saltwater intrusion.
Then can you tell me a bit about where you see this project in let's say 10 years?
If I was an optimist, I would say that we would be able to get funding for the Millennium Goals to try to assist villagers throughout our bioregion, and that the work done would save our aquifer. If I was an optimist. If I wasn't an optimist, I'd say that we don't move fast enough, and the borewellers continue to look at short-term gains, and it's not really their fault at all. We brought all this madness on. Well, the bank, World Bank did anyway. And petrochemical companies and everything else. But anyway, so, and if that's the case, then we have to really look at other means of water. So we're in Auroville, we're going to have sort of this island mentality of, rainwater harvesting within Auroville, desalinization plants just for drinking water. We are so stupid, especially in Auroville. Oh, well, everywhere. But Aurovillians, a number of them are, the way they use water is just, it's a crime. And the borewellers is definitely a crime.
I'm wondering, since this radio program is for Aurovillians and for people, listeners all over the world, what would you say to the Aurovillians, since you are a community here, what can the Aurovillians do to help you in your efforts? And then later on, what would you ask of anyone all over the world?
Good question. Okay, with Aurovillians, just being aware that water is a very finite resource. The way we use our water is finite. And that we need to really start to come to terms with that and stop watering our lawns, moving to different types of ground cover and drought-resistant species if we're trying to landscape our areas, looking at much more frugal ways of and ecological ways of using water within the home. Those in the global north, I would say that because you are also facing saltwater intrusion anywhere near the coast, to really start to implement demand-sided water policies. Demand-sided water policies is basically where you become much more efficient. Supply-sided is where you just supply the water. Demand-side is, instead of just supplying it, you try to look at how energy efficient you are, water efficient you are, and delivering in a much more ecological way. Also, that you push your politicians to implement the Millennium Goals that was that the UN passed in 2000, that everyone should have water. Because right now the North has lots and the South has very little.
Towards sustainability.